to Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Joey Chestnut, as we continue along on Sports Map Radio, the hot dog eating champion. Always fun to talk to these guys. We do it all, I think every year we try to get somebody on. I know I've interviewed Matt Stoney. I've done a couple of interviews with Joey Chestnut in the past. It's always interesting. I hate to say this, but this is one of those weird events that I actually enjoy, and I don't know why I enjoy it. I watch it all the time. I watch it every year. I've seen it go from a 12-minute event to a 10-minute event. I think, again, I like the pageantry of it. I think it is massively over the top, but I can respect that. And I just think that it's one of those events that you just watch and you're just kind of like, how do they do this? How do they eat 75 hot dogs in a 10-minute span? But I also like the fact that there has been a controversy, right? There's a rivalry between Kobayashi and Joey Chestnut in the early stages, and one refused to be in the competition. There's so many cool angles to the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. And joining us on a Progressive guest line, Progressive, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance, get your quote at progressive.com today, is Joey Jaws Chestnut. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing pretty good.
So I got to ask right off the bat, and you don't have to give away any hot dog eating secrets or anything, but what does Joey Chestnut do on the Friday before a hot dog eating tournament that's on Sunday?
Oh, man, today's a big media day, doing a bunch of interviews in New York and eating super light. I've already had a little bit of almost a gallon of water, and I'm going to go into the contest loose and empty.
All right, so let me ask you this. This is an event that has got so much pageantry behind it, and the crowds are into it, and people have just made it a 4th of July tradition to go to Coney Island and be a part of it. Last year, it was held indoors because of COVID. For an athlete, and we hear a lot of these guys across the way in different sports talking about what it means to have fans back. What does it mean to see Coney Island back to what it used to be?
Oh, it's going to be beautiful. The crowd, the audience, the people of New York bring so much to the contest. It's been going on for so long. And the energy in New York City around 4th of July is like no other place. So it's great that people are out and are able to celebrate. And I'm looking forward to them pushing and yelling at me and pushing me to a new limit.
When you get up there on the stage, and you have done this now for a very long time, going close to, 14, 15 years, when it's hot, when it's really hot on a summer day, how does it affect you in the competition?
Oh yeah, I'm a big boy, and when it's hot, I start sweating. But I'm definitely uglier, and I'm sweating worse. But it's only 10 minutes of work, and 10 minutes of work, it's really not going to affect me that bad. It might make me look a little bit worse afterwards, but I'm just going to keep pushing, and no matter what it does, I'm not going to worry about it.
You talk to a lot of different people and who deal in timed businesses, you know, whether it's a race car driver or a bull rider or somebody that knows the times. And, you know, even in radio, we say we know how long 30 seconds is. We know how long 60 seconds is. Do you have an idea how long 10 minutes is? Have you trained yourself enough to know at certain points when you're eating how much time you about have left and when you need to push it?
Yeah, it's weird. Time's a weird little fact. When you're in the middle of it, sometimes time flies. Sometimes it's going by really slow. I know exactly what 10 hot dogs is. I know what it feels like when I'm at 50. And when they tell me there's 2 minutes left, I should be at 60 hot dogs or 65 hot dogs. If I'm really close to the record, it should be right about 65 hot dogs with 2 minutes left. And that'll really amp me up. So I know what it feels like, and to have the hot dogs. The time sometimes slips by, but it definitely the feeling of the hot dogs, I know exactly.
Joe, you're 37. That is not old by any means, but you're also not 21, 22. And we see the 2021 year, Brady, Mickelson, Ilio Castroneves, Chris Paul. We're seeing the elder athlete continuing. Is hot dog eating a younger man's game that you're fighting back, or is it still something at 37 you're on top of your game as ever before?
You know, it's one of those things that's easier when you're young, but when you know your body, that's a huge element, and I know my body really well. I know I know the hot dogs. I know the technique. And if I knew everything this well when I was 21, yeah, I'd probably eat more hot dogs. But there's no way to know everything when you're 21, even when your body's at its best. So, yeah, it's weird. I used to be able to train every fourth day, and now I have to practice every seventh day. So it takes a little bit longer to recover. But I know so much more, and I can still push really hard.
How does what you're known for affect you in an everyday life? I mean, do people want to see you eat like your dinner fast? I mean, when you're Joey Chestnut and it's food, how's your regular day with food around people?
No, it's usually when people see me eat, they're not expecting me to eat really fast. If I'm at a restaurant, sometimes the owner or the head chef will offer me the best food, like what they're known for. People know that I love food, and not that I just eat fast, but I actually do enjoy to eat. I'm not eating and challenging everybody. It's the same way a runner doesn't have to run everywhere they're going. I'm pretty normal, but I do love to eat.
It may seem like a simple question, but do you actually like hot dogs? I mean, do you eat them regularly, or is it just one of those things where, like, no, it's food. It's whatever I have to put down is what I'm eating. I don't care about what it is.
Come on. You know, I love to eat. So if it's the only thing with bad weather. If it's really rainy outside, the hot dogs end up getting rubbery and cold.
Yeah.
So I love good food. I love good hot dogs. I still love a good hot dog at a baseball game nobody likes to eat crappy food in a contest. If it's bad food, I'm not happy, and my numbers will reflect that.
When you won this for the first time, it was 66-12. You just recently last year had 75-10. I'm like doing the math, and I know its pace would have been different in the next 2 minutes, but that's close to like 90 hot dogs in a 12-minute span. How does losing the extra 2 minutes affect you?
The first year it affected me because I remember when they first made the change, the numbers went down. But then it took a little bit of time just to convince my body to accept the food a little bit faster. And the whole part of my training is if I can eat the food in 20 minutes, I should be able to eat it in 12 minutes. And if I can eat in 12 minutes, I should be able to find a way to get it down in my stomach in 10 minutes. So it's a It took a little bit more work to get to shave off those 2 minutes, but my whole goal is always to end the contest almost 100% full, and it's just a matter of finding the fastest, most efficient way to do it.
All right, one quick question before we let you go. Joey Chestnut joining us on Sports Map Radio on Wake Up Call. Who's the competition? Is it Joey Chestnut that you are the only competition, meaning you are your own barrier? Who's going to challenge you on Sunday?
Oh, yeah, well, I don't want to say I'm my only competition, but the Jeff Esper is—he's the beast. He's beaten me in several contests recently.
Oh, okay.
He beat me in a popcorn contest, and he beat me in some sort of slobber contest and some sort of sandwich contest in Colorado. So he's definitely not one that I can get lazy on. But on 4th of July, I'm not going to get lazy, anyways. And I love hot dogs. I love 4th of July, so I'm gonna. I'm pushing against previous records, and I'm going hard. I'm not gonna go easy on anybody.
You're a staple of this contest, Nathan's Hot Dog on Sunday. Congratulations to all your success, Joey Chestnut. Thanks for joining us. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
You got it, Joey Chestnut on our Progressive guest line. Quote, buy and save on home insurance with Progressive's new Home Quote Explorer. Only at Progressive.com. It is remarkable. 75 hot dogs in 10 minutes. It's almost unreal, right? It's almost like they're making that up.
I just love how casual it is about it.
Oh, I know.
You know, I mean, 75. It's like, yeah, 75.
Yeah, sure. I know how much 10 hot dogs in my stomach is.
Well, or the fact that you asked him about the time question, he's like, yeah, when they say 2 minutes left, I should be around 50.
Right, yeah. You know? I better be around 50 if that's what I want. Oh, God, that's crazy. I mean, that is amazing. That is amazing. Like, when you watch that on TV, you're looking at that going, I'm not even counting. I can't even keep up.
Yeah.
There's like the girls behind them, like flipping the cards, right? And there's a judge, like making sure each contestant is a judge. Like, if any piece of hot dog doesn't go down,
doesn't count.
So you have to make sure it completely is down the chute, so they say. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
It's remember when Kobayashi, God, I can't believe I've been watching this for as long as I have. Remember Kobayashi did the double hot dog thing. Remember that? That was his trick, was he took like two hot dogs and then he would eat them and then he would take the buns and he would just shove them into his mouth.
And they always dip the buns in water too.
Yeah, they dip the buns in water to. Yeah, and they always say at the beginning, like, you can use ketchup and mustard, but there's no time for that.
No.
Like, who's gonna dip their hot dog in ketchup or mustard in a contest? Like, those condiments aren't even used.
Real talk, push comes to shove. Could you do 10 in 10 minutes?
I think I could do 10 in 10 minutes the problem with me is that by the time I get to 8, I'd be filled with a lot of guilt and shame and embarrassment. I'd probably want to quit. But if my wife said, it is totally okay for you to eat 10 hot dogs in 10 minutes. I don't care what this means. I don't care what you look like or smell like when this is over. You can eat 10 hot dogs in 10 minutes. I think I could.
Or what it, you know, the other big thing we never talk about, what it sounds like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I'd want to be front row at Nathan's hot dog eating contest.
I don't think I want to be. No, I don't think I want. It would be like being at a Gallagher show. I think you'd have to wear a poncho, right? Douse yourself in like lie.
They might say
get rid of all the germs.
They might say masks are optional, but I'm wearing a whole face guard.
If I was in the front row of that contest, I'd take a shower for 3 hours just to make sure not one speck of that contest is somehow on me at any point. Oh my God, that's got to be crazy.
But you know what? Come Sunday, it's like usually around 11 o'clock.
Yeah,
I'm
right.
Watching.
By the way, I'm glad he said he still eats hot dogs. I'm glad he says no. You know, it's like, no, I like them. I like hot dogs.
Yeah.
Some people are like, I don't know if I want to eat. I don't eat 75 hot dogs in a year.
I know. I mean, you can't honestly be a competitive eater and eat food you don't like, right?
Right.
Like, I'm not a big fan of oysters. So I don't think I'd be able to slide those puppies down.
No, I'm with you. I'm totally with you. I could eat like things I like to eat, like meatballs and mashed potatoes and whatever. Like, I think I could eat a lot, but when I see the records for those things, I go, no way. Like, I like mashed potatoes. I love mashed potatoes. I've loved mashed potatoes since I was a little kid. And then I think to myself, could I get in a mashed potato eating contest? And then I see like what the world record is, and it's like 15 buckets of mashed potatoes. And I go, no, not even close. Like, I like ice cream. I can't eat 7 gallons of ice cream, right? It's like, oh my goodness. That's the level these guys are dealing with. It's like, you know, it's like when you're a kid and you face 40 mile an hour pitching and then somebody brings in like, you know, Clayton Kershaw and you're like, wait a minute, hold on. I'm not used to this. All right, we continue with Wake Up Call. Coming up next, a little bit more serious issue with the Washington football team. They've been fined $10 million for an office culture of bullying and sexual harassment. But what does it mean for Dan Snyder? We'll talk about that next as we continue with Wake Up Call.